Hey, Ohio, have you heard the buzz? Slingers Signature Cocktails are the new go-to to go. Slingers are convenient, canned, cocktail-inspired flavored beverages that bring you delicious flavors like Bahama Mama, Peach Screwdriver, and Pineapple Punch with 8% ABV. They pack a punch at a price you can't beat. No time to make fancy cocktails? Don't want to break the bank on a night out? Slingers has you covered. Blast your taste buds, not your wallet. Grab Slingers today. American Fermentation Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Yo. And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
Ten on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Oh man, I am officially Huey Magoon.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So let me tell you this story real quick. Nobody pays us to eat food around here.
I should.
We're experts at it.
We're really good.
We know how to do it.
So, a couple of weeks ago, we had the UFC fight. And I had a couple of people over my house to watch. And Galvin came over. My brother-in-law was here. And I got Huey Magoo hiccups. And my wife was like, let's get stuff from Publix. Let's get stuff from wherever. Let's get. And she goes, you know what? There's that chicken place called Huey Magoo's, which is in Odessa. And they make party trays. And she goes, maybe I'll just do that. And I go, fine. I don't really care. It's not about the food. It's about the fight and all that. Well, it turned out it was about the food that night. Huey Magoo's makes the most, am I lying about the softest chicken tenders you've ever eaten in your life?
Yeah, so good. That's the big thing, that the big takeaway is how soft and like juicy they are, because whenever you get chicken tenders, they're a lot of times just dried out. Yeah, and it's like crunchy, chewy. Too crunchy on the outside. Yeah, it's no good. That's unbelievable.
So I've been talking about them and how good it was and how much everybody enjoyed it. And then the guy, Brian, who owns the Huey Magoo's, also owns a couple of Jersey Mike's, which we also like, and he reached out to me. And I said, would it be possible to get some Huey Magoo's food in here? And they have filled this place with everything from chicken tenders to french fries to dessert to drinks to sauces. It is wonderful.
So good.
I don't know if there's a location near you. I can tell you there's one in Lady Lake, Florida, Wildwood, Florida, Brooksville. And the one that I have is in Odessa. It's right on 54, just a little bit. I don't know which way that would be. That would be north. That would be east of 75. And it is fantastic.
There's one in Pinellas, too, that I've gotten from. Yeah.
See, there you go.
Yeah, delicious.
And I know it's a silly name, but I promise you, the food is excellent.
Really good.
Huey Magoo's. They gave us a bunch of free three-piece meal cards, so next time we go out, we'll hand them out. We'll do them promos. Anybody out this weekend doing anything besides Pitbull Toddler?
Yeah, I was going to say, we can bring some out tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I'll bring some to Shark for the last I'm kidding.
Will you tell Shark this is from us? Sorry we talked so badly about it.
Yeah.
Here's some Huey Magoo's.
Not for me, though.
Thank you, Brian, for stopping by and dropping all this stuff off. It's delicious. I'm going to eat it while Galvin continues.
Good stuff. Well, I have a hot or not for you guys. Okay. All right. So let's listen to the facts here. This is in South Carolina. Megan McDonald Miles, or 3M as I like to call her, she is 35 years old. She was arrested by the sheriff's office and charged with 5 counts of criminal sexual conduct with a minor and 4 counts of disseminating obscene material to a person under the age of 18.
And how old is she?
She is 35. Investigators believe that Miles committed sexual battery and performed lewd acts on a 15-year-old victim. Miles was booked into the Williamsburg County Detention Center. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. So this is out of South Carolina. She is 35 years old. Her name is Megan McDonald Miles, and she is performing sex acts on a 15-year-old. And I'm going to ask you, Mike Calta, hot or not?
Situation hot. 3M not hot.
Not hot.
Not hot.
All right. Gio, what do you think?
Not hot.
Not hot. Carmen?
She's not a teacher. And does it say girl or guy?
It doesn't. It says 15-year-old victim.
I didn't take that into consideration.
Yeah. It says 15-year-old victim. And it says person under the age of 18.
I got to tell you, because she's not a teacher and it does not disclose if they are...
Fat lesbian.
A man, boy or girl. I'm going to say not hot.
Not hot. Spanish, what do you think?
I'm feeling positive because of all the Huey Magoo's in my body.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hot.
You're feeling Magooey?
Yeah, I'm feeling Magooey.
Oh, so gooey.
I want to look and see whether anywhere says what she does. Sexual battery, blah, blah, blah. Of Kingstree. Yeah, it doesn't say anything about her being a teacher or what she does, how she came in contact with this person.
Yeah, if she was hot, there would be all the information. You know.
All right, well, three of you say not hot. Spanish says hot because he's got a belly full of Magoos. Pap, show the picture.
Yeah. Oh,
that's pretty hot.
Yeah.
That's pretty hot.
That's really hot.
Hell yeah.
Now I hope it's a girl.
Yeah. Hello.
Interesting. Interesting.
Especially that's a mugshot, too.
Yeah.
I will tell you that a good use of the DM, we always say about the DMs and the people, and we're like, wow, what are you sending?
Yeah.
People who reach out to me and send me something. Have you seen this for hot or not? No, I have not. That was one. Here's another one that somebody reached out to me, and I'm going to let you know. That this person, go what?
Can I tell you that somebody did that to me yesterday?
Yeah.
They sent me a nice video of Snoop Dogg getting on an airplane to go to the Olympics.
Oh.
And I said, why?
Yeah.
And instead of saying, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have sent that to you, they said, that's what I was wondering. Why would they go to, I'm like, oh, Jesus, you're not even seeing the point there. Well, anyway, I'm sorry.
I will tell you that there's not a lot of information on this one.
Okay.
But it's either super hot or super not.
Oh,
somebody sent this to me. 35-year-old Michelle Reister, she is from Seminole County. She was arrested on the 14th, so just 3 days ago, for criminal damage to property. That's all the info I have. And like I said, it's either going to be really hot or really not. She is 35 years old. Her name is Michelle Reister. She's from Seminole County, arrested for criminal damage to property. That's all we have. Mike Kelta, hot or not.
Well, based on the limited amount of information that's provided, but the idea that she damaged property.
I'm going to tell you, somebody saw this picture and sent it to me. So they either went, oh my God, look how pretty she is. I'm going to send this to Galvin. Or, good Lord, let me send this to Galvin.
Logically, I would think this had to be a really hot person for them to say that.
Okay.
But then you look at the damage and you think this cannonball rolled in and broke something on her own. She fell on something and broke it.
Well, let me point out, criminal damage to property could be she keyed the guy's Ferrari or something.
Okay,
you know
so
what I mean?
That was my question. We don't know.
We don't know what the criminal damage.
You.
It could have been she ran through a fence, you know?
That's what I was thinking. She
or
went through the fence.
She could have ripped the Rolls Royce thing off, you know, a little statue off the front. I don't know.
I'm going to say it was bodily damage that she did.
Yeah.
She rolled in with her own body, and I'm going to say not hot.
All right, not hot. Gio, what do you think?
You said they sent it to you knowing, like, wow.
One way or the other.
I think she's a smoke show.
Smoke show.
Really? I think this redefines the game, hot or not.
She's a seminal smoke show.
She is so hot.
All right. Spanish, what do you think?
Oh, Keister Reister is hot.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You're saying hot? And Carmen, what do you got?
See, seminal, I would think, not hot. But the fact that someone sent this to you and she's destroying property,
yeah,
she's hot.
You're saying she's hot?
Yeah.
All right, so three of you say hot. Mike Kelta says not hot.
Not hot. She barreled into something. She broke into it. She knocked a wall down like Ram Man.
Kool-Aid Man.
Yep.
Pap, show me Seminole Sally.
No!
Oh, I'm away.
That is the noddest. Look at Spanish. Spanish. Oh. Now how's your belly full of Magoos?
What happened?
Oh, my God.
Quasimodo.
Oh, man.
That is the noddest of not hots.
It's like half her face is in a Dali painting. Hey, is that the face Chad wants you to make?
Close.
By the way, the person sent this to me, and I just wrote back, God damn!
What?
I mean, right, so happened? To explain to people, half of her face looks like it had a stroke, and it's like drooping down.
Yeah.
And then the other half isn't much better.
And it's looking up. The other half's looking up.
Yeah.
It is wild. I will put it out on social media for sure.
She got blue eyes. One blue one way, one blue the other.
Oh, man. That is, I mean.
You got it. We got to get that up on the Instagram.
Ooh, what? That is brutal for sure.
Poor lady.
Here's a question for you. Would you rather be 5 times smarter, 5 times richer, or 5 times more attractive?
I know what I would do.
Easy.
What do you got?
Richer.
Smarter.
Because I could get richer.
Yeah. Yeah. I see
you
smarter
get
too.
Smarter because you're starting at a lower level.
Mm. What do you mean? Oh, for her?
Yeah, you're starting at a much lower level. See, at my level of intelligence, I'm good there. And my looks are, I'm already married. It's not going to change anything anyway. So let's just take the money and have a good
time. But again,
let's just assume that Carmen has at least a 100 IQ.
Okay.
Five but times.
She is the only one on the show with a bachelor's degree.
But I'm saying low ball. She has at least a 100 IQ.
Okay.
We can tell from talking to her and stuff. She would have an IQ of over 500. Nobody in the world has had an IQ over.
Yeah.
But I think Einstein was like 230 or
if
something
that,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe one. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, but the things that you, like, could do with that.
I don't want to work. I just want to take the money.
No.
But you wouldn't have to work.
You
the
wouldn't
stock
even have to
market.
Work. You go to the casino.
Nah. Right.
You could count every card. It doesn't matter if they have a 6-card shoot, whatever year.
You'd be like, still taking the money.
I'd still rather just drop in my bank account and be done.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Yeah, but think about, again, how rich are you? You're not rich. Five times your money is not that much.
Am I Mike
Go ahead,
rich?
Say it. Go ahead, Mike. Say it.
Five times my money now would be rich.
Yeah.
Five times your money now is great, and you're done. You don't have to do whatever you want. But with an IQ of over 500, you can make so much more than that.
You'd be like limitless,
the potential,
like Bradley Cooper.
Exactly. Yeah.
What happened to that guy? You'd killed the woman.
You'd be able to. Yeah, but he got away with it.
I need to know which level of rich, like Mike rich.
No, you're rich. You're well.
Burt rich.
No,
Rogan rich.
Five times your.
Yeah.
You'd be five times richer than you are
now. Right. The one I have now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. See, not that smart.
Listen, you need the five times.
I missed that part. I will. I'll go smarter.
Yeah. Too late.
Carmen, five times more attractive.
Again, you could make some money being like a model and stuff like that. But again, you would make the most money being five times
smarter.
More smart. Yeah.
Don't say more smart.
More smart. That's why I need to be more smart.
More not dumber.
So the top answer online in the poll was five times smarter. But you would really want an IQ that high because then you're around a bunch of people that you're like, you people are all idiots.
Yeah.
You'd be everybody you talk to, you'd be like,
hey, so annoyed.
Have a conversation. Yeah. Yeah, they'd say stuff like more smarter, or they'd make jokes like I already feel that way.
Yeah. Or you guys both say, you guys were like, I'm too smart to eat it. Huey Magoo. I'm like, I'm dumb enough to enjoy every bit of it.
If you're smart, you eat it.
Can I tell you what to do?
Uh-huh.
No, you're not five times smarter than me.
Listen, they got toast. You put a chicken tender on the toast, put a little of the Huey Magoo sauce.
You just invented a goddamn sandwich.
I didn't. I'm just saying. It's one piece of bread, so it's more like a taco sandwich, you idiot.
Taco sandwich.
Put meat on bread and sauce.
No.
We make new things.
I didn't say I made it. I'm just saying you got to try it.
You should go hotter.
So what are we saying? We're skipping 6 and 9?
I will never send the things again.
That's what we're hoping. That's what we're trying to do.
First.
That is the goal.
I already said first.
We already did this.
Spanish, you know this from going to some of the different festivals and stuff. About 87% of festival attendees this year plan to take drugs while they're at the festival. Marijuana is number one. That's the most popular choice, followed by
ecstasy.
You think?
I would say
mushrooms.
Mushrooms?
I would think mushrooms.
Festivals?
I would have said mushrooms.
Mushrooms?
Oh, fentanyl.
Cocaine.
Really?
Says number two is cocaine. Number three is psychedelics. Well, you're thinking festival, you're thinking EDM.
Yeah.
Might be festival, you know, metal, where they just want to coke up and get in the pit.
Well, you just want to last all night.
Yeah.
You want to, like,
Molly.
Cocaine.
Marijuana, number one, followed by cocaine, and then psychedelics.
You should do
of course, I'm...
All right, so you're saying taste test?
Yes.
Gio, listen up. McDonald's announced a new menu item called the Grandma McFlurry. It's coming out next Tuesday. Word is it's caramel and butterscotch flavor and tastes like Werther's Original.
And little pieces of your grandma's
arm. It's called the Grandma?
Grandma McFlurry.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
No, Grandma always has the hard candy in there.
That's a horrible name choice.
I have some Werther's in my bag right now.
Actually. I love Werther's.
Yeah, I got some if you want one.
Well.
A luxury supermarket is selling expensive bags of ice that cost $29.99.
What?
Because you get 8 ice cube balls that are for the fancy cocktails.
Yeah, for $29.99 you can buy ice ball. Maker.
Did I send you that, Joe, or no? Oh,
no,
sorry.
No,
all right. No big deal.
That's
it's just, you know.
Just picture round ice.
Yeah.
Did you see the panic? And
Today is two different national days. It is one, boo, National Bike to Work Day. Yes. Show up all sweaty.
Bike to Work Day.
Yeah. Gross. Or National Pizza Party Day.
I'm doing a solo pizza party later.
Yeah?
I opted for Huey Magoo's.
Yeah. I'll do it.
I'll put Huey Magoo's on a pizza.
What you do is take a piece of the chicken, yes, you put it on bread, and then a little bit of sauce, fold it over.
Like, oh, my God. Oh.
I just invented that.
Who did that?
I didn't invent it. I'm just saying you need to try it.
Galvin, you're a genius.
Yeah, thank you.
I hate everyone.
Tyson Fury and Oleksandr Usyk vie for the undisputed heavyweight championship of the world tomorrow. It's happening tomorrow, Saturday, May 18th, in Saudi Arabia. The 12-round bout plus undercard action will be broadcast on ESPN Plus and DAZN pay-per-view. The fight is the first time an undisputed champion will be crowned at heavyweight since Lennox Lewis beat Evander Holyfield back in November of 1999.
So what is it, one belt?
No, so undisputed championship is a fighter who holds all four major championship belts. So the IBF,
but he only how many does he have to, like, this?
They have
two
the
each?
Four combined.
Okay.
So they're fighting.
So I'm saying they're 2-2 or 3-1?
I don't know. I think Usyk has three.
So this is going to be a big fight.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. So it's the IBF, WBA, WBC, and WBO division, heavyweight championship. So the belt will be unified. And they're doing an undisputed belt, like the leader of Saudi Arabia is making this belt up and stuff. The Fury USA card starts tomorrow around 7 p.m. in Saudi Arabia, but it'll be noon here. Ooh, so, tomorrow at noon.
You have no idea what the government is over there.
Yeah, no. Do they have a king? Do you know?
I don't know. I have no idea.
The leader.
Yeah. The leader of their country.
I know that he's a trillionaire, whoever
he is.
Yeah,
he's very rich. Yeah. A lot of sports going over there, for sure. Yeah, so tomorrow at noon is when the fight starts, so
won't be the time that Tyson Fury fights.
No,
right? That'll be those
if it starts at noon, they'll probably be on around 3 or 4, around there. You know,
I just want to make sure because I want to be out of the studio by then because I want to watch that fight.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You can't go from a sad, vulnerable show to go watching two dudes beat each other up.
Got to have your balance, Michael. Of course you can.
Balance.
Anybody have any predictions?
I mean, this is the guy that could beat Fury, but I say Fury is the winner. I mean, he's just too resilient. Nothing knocks him down. Nothing gets him.
I have a feeling they're both going to get knocked down, but it is going to go to decision, and I think Fury wins.
Yeah.
That's my feeling.
I think it goes to the decision, but I think Usyk wins.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think if Usyk wins, it's going to be a knockout. But Fury's just the bigger guy, and he's so ring smart.
Nothing seems to bother him.
Yeah.
He gets hit, and he's like,
And I just hope that he's in for it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Because like he half-assed a lot.
Yeah,
of
like Ngannou, when he fought Ngannou, it just didn't look good. You know, it just didn't go well. But I think he says he's ready. He's ready to go. So
I was watching some of Usyk's highlights. He takes a pummeling.
He's
and
a bad
keeps
dude.
Going.
He's also coming up in weight. He's heavyweight now and has been heavyweight for a little while. But he came up. Tyson Fury's always been heavyweight. He's huge. You know,
He is.
Following the controversy surrounding Harrison Butker, the kicker, his graduation speech on gender roles and bad leadership and all that stuff, people are accusing him of hooking up with a male cheerleader while he was in college.
Stop.
While he was in college.
Whether this is true or not, we don't know, but part of his speech took aim at the LGBTQ plus community, as he called their pride deadly sins and stuff.
Didn't he say that? We didn't play that yesterday,
no,
did we?
Yeah. No, we had talked about him saying about females
majority
being more happy, doing that stuff, but there is a bunch of stuff in there. I guess a lot of people are signing a petition to get him kicked off the Chiefs. I don't know whether that will happen or not.
Well, why would you ask this guy to speak if you didn't know what his background was?
I don't know. It's very weird. But also, that's just an accusation that somebody made. And whether it's true or not, we don't know. He has not addressed these claims yet. So, but it's one of those things like, if you don't want people to know,
right. And also, why would you say that? Why don't you just say, congratulations? Why are you putting your beliefs on other people? Because that's the thing. Because the argument is he was basically speaking to his Christian values. He's Christian. He goes to church. His wife is a homemaker, da, da, da. And everyone's like, and so all the Christians are like, well, why are you condemning him for speaking on his Christian values? But the other question is,
why are we asking him to speak?
Exactly. And why is he bringing that up? Just say congratulations.
Well, it is a Catholic school, too. Yeah. Part of the reason.
Right. But then they can't, then they can't be angry with what he gave them if that's what they expected.
Right.
If they brought him in for his Christian values and he gave him Christian values, they can't get mad at him.
I think it's hilarious they're trying to cancel this guy when there are literally players in the NFL that beat the hell out of their moms.
Yeah. Have you seen the comparison?
Tyreek Hill's the biggest scumbag on the planet, and he's one of the most popular players in the NFL.
Nobody looks at his speech beforehand.
Right.
Let me just peruse it.
Would think that you would have to send that in to the dean or something.
To put up on the prompter. Yeah.
It's fake, selective, recreational outrage.
Yep. Yeah.
There are far bigger scumbags in the NFL than this guy.
In this room.
Yes.
Are the students mad at him, or is it just the
women around the world are mad at him?
Women.
Women always bitch. What? We're not doing that. Oh, sorry.
In the kitchen.
You're shady over there.
I have some new music for you guys.
What?
I
love new music.
Carmen, it is 8:30 on a Friday morning. It's never too early.
Oh.
Dizzy, hit it.
No.
Turn it up. Which is out today. I gotta tell you, I love it. Every song I've heard off of this is fantastic. I got to see him down in Rockville. Yeah, so from Hell I Rise, out today by Kerry King. Go pick it up. Finally in news, Ultimate Class.
Go pick it up. Go put it on CD.
They're actually selling vinyl. A lot of people are doing the vinyl prints now and doing that stuff. Ultimate Classic Rock ranked the greatest duets in rock history. We have the top 20 here.
All right,
so
let's
if we
take a break and then we'll
start
come back
thinking
and we'll do
about
that.
It. Think about the different duets, band and then artist, or two artists together doing the different songs.
I got it.
Stuck in my head already. Yeah.
By the way, they say rock history, but it's all over
rock
the map.
And roll.
Yeah. So it's really anything. But I've got the top 20 here. So start thinking about it, and we'll take a break and come back. And
all right, we'll
I'll go
do
first.
That. Jesus. Whoa. We'll do that next. It's the Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personal injury attorneys.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.